everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is Coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium, cleaner fields, higher yields. Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer as it'll be available on both SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at Express. ExpressRanches.com.
Well, livestock futures have turned sharply higher today following early losses across the complex. The limited sell orders moving into the already oversold complex evaporated, allowing for buying to redevelop at midday. Corn futures higher today in live trade. September corn futures about 3¾ cents higher. Stock markets were lower today in live trade. The Dow Jones 613 points lower. NASDAQ down 246 points. In live cattle today, light to moderate gains have trickled into the live cattle complex as traders adjusted their positions following the sharp losses of this morning and liquidation that occurred last week. Cash cattle activity remained quiet today, with wide-ranging market swings causing packers and feeders to evaluate expectations later in the week. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts today were steady to higher, up $1.06 in select, and choice steady today with line movement of 53 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, triple-digit gains flooding throughout the complex with gains of $1.50 to $2.30 per hundredweight. This replaced sharp morning losses that developed following the underlying bearishness in most commodity markets and concerns of trade actions with China on overall economic strength, while nearby feeder cattle futures traded in an extremely wide range. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today with corn trade 3 to 5 cents higher, soybean trade narrowly mixed with meal $1 to $2 higher, and oil 20 to 30 points lower. Finally, in wheat today, trade was mixed, with the Friday move unwinding amid the trade uncertainty before popping back to unchanged. The Kansas City-Chicago spread is steady near its highs as winter wheat harvest enters its final stages. Meanwhile, Europe and the Black Sea continues to make progress with the strong ruble hindering Russia. The dollar is weaker along with all other currencies. Weekly export inspections, though, were soft at 395,316 metric tons, with winter wheat harvest past 85% and spring wheat conditions steady.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.